Now time for our Prairie Le Compton locker room chat here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. We're joined here by girls basketball coach, that is Joey Franzetta. It is brought to you by First State Bank. Lady Cause, a little bit of time off before their midseason tournament next week. They'll get a tune-up on Friday against Hiawatha at home. But, Coach, let's go back to last Friday. Also a game at home. You got a good Sabetha team that came in. They really kind of ramped up the pressure defensively, forced some turnovers, got out, got some easy buckets, and ultimately able to pull away and get that win. Take us back to that game on Friday. What'd you see?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head right there. They caused a lot of turnovers and got a lot of easy baskets off of it. I mean, you know, that's kind of that's been our biggest thing all year. If we take care of the ball, we're in games and probably winning a lot of games. If we don't take care of the ball, we're probably not in games and we're probably losing games. So, you know, that's kind of been our emphasis. Kind of with this week off, not week off, these couple days off, which is kind of nice. We've been able to kind of take a step back, do a lot of like self-scout things. Do a couple little things, maybe crank up the intensity a little more than we normally would, since we don't have to worry about it a midweek game. But yeah, I mean, we got to take better care of the ball, and I mean, it's not rocket science to this group now. That's that's our biggest downfall right now. We just got to take better care of the ball, and hopefully we have enough stuff that we've been trying, and hopefully we'll get a little bit better at it.
Yeah, and you kind of touched up a little bit on kind of where I was going next with the preparation this week, getting ready for Friday, having that little bit of extra practice time, and you can only do so many things prep-wise, you know, to help with the turnovers, but, you know, in a time like this portion of the season, when you have this time off, it was going to be, is it more maybe individual work, more so than teamwork? How do you kind of balance that?
Oh, I mean, it's going to depend group to group. I think with this group, there's a lot of just little individual things that, you know, collectively make our team a little better. So I think, you know, going back, doing just a lot of like super basic individual skills, you know, things that you kind of take for granted throughout the year whenever, you know, when you're practice game, when you get in that mode. So I think just kind of taking a step back and really just breaking down things, making sure we have that solid base. I think that's the biggest thing. And then, like, I mean, we said we've done a few things team-wise, but, you know, every team does. Whenever they have, you know, 4 days of practice in a game, they're going to add a wrinkle here. They're going to add a wrinkle there. I mean, that's just coaching. That's good coaching. So, it's been nice. We've been able to do a little bit of both on that front.
A lot of area teams, of course, competing in midseason tournaments this week. You guys will have yours next week. You do get a tune-up on Friday as you'll be back at home against Hiawatha, a team kind of in a similar scenario. They have their tournament next week, a little bit of extra time off, and they're also coming off a loss on Friday. They lost in overtime to Jefferson West. You know, they've been a little bit up and down this year, but they certainly have some good pieces and can always be a tough out. What do you see from this Hiawatha team this week?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that sticks out to me is they're a very up and down team. There's times I've watched them a handful of times while I've been watching other teams. There's times they look like the best team in our league. I mean, they'll get the ball up the court real fast and they can jack up shots. And if their shots are going in, sometimes there's not a whole lot you can do. And then there's other times where they struggle. If you force them into certain situations, I think they tend to struggle a little bit. So, I mean, the biggest thing is going to be kind of who can set the pace their way. You know, if we can set the pace kind of toward our side, I think we're going to be pretty successful. I mean, we're not going to be built to go up and down and try to chase them around and run girls off the three-point line in transition. That's not something we're going to do. You know, we're not going to be successful at for an entire game. So, we just got to kind of take away that a little bit. Defensively, they're really long and really active in that zone and kind of put you in a lot of bad situations. So we got to make sure we take care of the ball, get the ball into the spots that we need to get into, and then, take advantage of the opportunities offensively when we get them.
There it is, Prairie Le Compton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us here tonight. They get a tune-up tomorrow, taking on Hiawatha at home before taking part in their midseason tournament coming up next week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.